Form 2 Tango Mobile.
We are. Be there in just a second, Rusty.
And all, I'm just headed out. Buy me a little bit of lunch and run an errand or two.
Back, I had to run over to the table and get my donut from Walmart and my cup of coffee Bernice just gave me. Oh, I went out a little while ago and got eggs, but man, that wind is brisk.
Seeing a whole lot of wind over here. I've got some over here, but not seeing a whole lot, not feeling a whole lot. And all it shows it's up to 65 degrees right here at where I am in the car right now.
Just the airport saying 14 mile an hour wind steady with 27 mile an hour gusts from the north. And mine says 4 to 6.
It can be different in different places depending upon how much things are breaking, stopping it from coming around. So, but didn't see much over here. My temperature's going down. It's bouncing back and forth between 64 and 65 on the car thermometer here. So, anyway, just easing along and trying to decide where I want to go have some lunch.
I've decided I'm going to go over to my neighbor's and bum him out of a bag of catfish that he's promised me now for about 2 months. And I don't know if he'll thaw out fast enough for Bernice to make it today or not, will it, Mom? Oh, I said spaghetti and meatballs for today when she asked me. So I guess it's spaghetti and meatballs.
Time for your fish to thaw out before tomorrow.
I got to be in Anderson at 11:30 for a doctor's appointment, so that kind of shoots that in the rear, but maybe not.
You get back, and by then your fish will be thawed out, and you can, they can be fried up real nice or boiled up real nice, and that shouldn't take too long.
Like fish, broil, it's not good and heart-healthy stuff like fried is.
Right, and that and a dollar and a half will get you a cup of coffee.
Well, that and a quarter get you a couple of coffee, wasn't it?
Not today. If you're lucky, you might get a dollar cup somewhere, but that's the little bitty small cup. And most of the time, they don't want to give you refills on that because that's usually on a little small carry-out cup. Oh, and everything. So it is what it is, as they say, you know?
The last cup I bought at Starbucks was several years ago was $6 for each one. That ain't going to happen again.
Coffee at Starbucks. I will go get a cup of hot chocolate during a real cold weather because they do fix a nice cup of hot chocolate.
They called this, but my daughter had one that tasted good, had some caramel on it and stuff. But boy, it was strong enough to keep you up for 3 days, and I don't drink coffee that strong. We just drink old Dunkin' Donuts, and Bernice makes a pot now of a morning and pours it into a container, and then we just nuke it up a little bit if it needs a little more heat. It's much cheaper and just as good and not as powerful. I don't think I need that real powerful stuff. But you know, there was a kid over to my grandson's the other day, and he was working on his truck and had a great big old container of that monster caffeine stuff. And I forget how much of that he said he drank. I thought, boy, I feel sorry for the youth of the day that get hooked on that stuff.
This thing. Well, I'm over here at Tropical Grill. I think that's where I'm going to go get me some lunch. And they're usually pretty healthy and everything what they've got there. So I think I'm going to go there and have lunch, and then I'll run my two errands and then head back to the house. Got to be at church at 6:30 because the choir is singing for the Maundy-Thursday service. And then got to go back to the church tomorrow at 1 o'clock to set up the handbell tables and get the bells out and into the sanctuary, the cases into the sanctuary. And then Sunday morning at 8:30, I go there and help unpack and put the bells out, and then we ring bells on Sunday. So I'm spending, out of 7 days this week, Monday through Sunday, I'm going to spend five of them at some part of the day at church. So seems like I'm getting my church time in this week.
Back when we lived up in Kansas, I think I played with the orchestra, small orchestras, in different denominations, every one that you could think of. But it was interesting, the differences in them. But we sure played a lot of those. It gets really busy around Easter time.
Tom, I'm here. I'm going to go inside and order my lunch and eat something and sit and read a little bit and watch the world go by through all the windows that are out here. And I'll talk to you later. N0TRW2T, 73s for now.
Well, good to hear you, Rusty. 73s, and as Dave says, bon appetit. But he knows French better than me. This is N0TR, clear.